we just really didn't have that many problems, which, you know, people ask me, what's the most astonishing thing? And I'm like, they wore the glasses. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. But I have to preface that with something that was a little, well, I guess very lucky in our case. These cuttlefish have been reared from an egg. So the eggs were shipped from Plymouth to Roger's lab and hatched out. Humans have been sort of hand feeding them, rearing them, moving them around, cleaning their tanks, you know, for 2 years. These ones we started with were the old animals. So they were hand fed with a sort of dead bit of shrimp on a stick that, you know, they would swim towards the human to get food. So they were very comfortable with humans, which, you know, for a cephalopod is quite strange. If you've ever seen a cephalopod in the wild or even one that's caught, humans are a weird thing to the cephalopod. So the long story short is this close interaction with humans, I think, meant that sticking glasses on and doing manipulations, they weren't fazed by it. It wasn't a stressful situation. It was more so, all right, well, something happened, but this is not a big worry. Like, it's not like a predator coming to eat them. So I think that was the other part of, you know, why they wore the glasses. It wasn't a big drama.